You know, Bob, I think it depends upon what your short-term use is for the money. If you plan on spending it all in the next year or two, you know, I would suggest a bond portfolio in the 2 to 3 year average duration range. Keep it short. You're not going to earn a lot, but the idea is to make sure you get your hands on the money in a short period of time without taking a hit. If, on the other hand, you're interested in growing the money, you know, I'd apply the basic matrix of half stocks, half bonds. Number two, I would make sure you understand that one of the problems with bonds right now is what we call the coupon risk. So there's not a lot of yield on bonds. And as interest rates eventually go up 2, 3 years from now, there's not enough coupon to absorb the hit that you're going to take in the net asset value. So what that's going to do is gradually force people to reduce their exposure to bonds and start paying more attention to dividends. So think about this for a minute. Let's say you take your $75,000 because you've got plenty of bonds and you want to go into a dividend stock fund. Right now, you can get almost 4% all day long on stock dividends on your $75,000. Now, 10 years from now, the dividend on that fund will have doubled, give or take. So that as a percentage of your originally $75,000, you could be looking at a dividend of 7.5 to 8% as a percentage of your original $75,000 10 years from now. Now, compare and contrast that to a bond fund, and I'm comparing apples to orangutans here, but compare that to a bond fund where, you know, you may get 3 or 4%. Your 75 grand is going to be worth 75 grand 10 years from now. Your income's still going to be in the 3-4% range. So respect dividends. And try to get a handle on really what are you trying to do with the money? If your intention is to try to grow it and your intention is to, you know, have it for your retirement, then you absolutely have to look at dividend plays in the market. If, on the other hand, Bob, your idea is to spend the money on a nice Porsche a year from now, you know, then I'd be going into the short to intermediate tax-free municipals. 2, 3 year average duration range and get your money ready for the dealership.